This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So this person considers themselves as a practicing Muslim woman who is very religious, and they stated that the only inner battle they're having with themselves is having feelings towards other women. And they stated that they know that this is haram, so they're asking how should they address these feelings without feeling less religious, and how should we as Muslims deal with homosexual feelings, and what should I do if a friend or relative is struggling with the same-sex desires?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
So we firmly believe that a desire in and of itself is not sinful. It can lead to sin, but a desire, a feeling is not sinful. And you are no less of a Muslim for having a desire. And therefore, the sister says that she feels, you know, less of a Muslim, or she feels her Islam is not, you know, strong simply because she has a certain persuasion. And we say, no, that is not correct. What your persuasion is, or what you are attracted to, or your feelings or desires, do not at all make you any less of a Muslim. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal has clearly told us that not every desire is healthy, okay? I might desire to consume substances that are going to alter my mind. I might desire to be with a person that is not a female, that is not my wife. That desire is not in and of itself sinful, but it is something that is harmful if acted upon. And therefore, we are told in our religion that the desires that lead to sin should be curbed. Now listen, this is a very key point. The existence of the desire is not sinful, but to act upon it is indeed sinful. And therefore, to make sure that we keep those desires in check is the essence of our faith, and it is in that that our ranks are raised up. Therefore, it is very possible that a person who is struggling with these desires, whether they're same sex, whether there's a young man or woman who's trying to keep chaste and dignified and not fall into zina, whether it is somebody in love but they're not married and so they don't want to, you know, commit any type of zina, these are all desires. And in battling those desires, one is raised in the ranks in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where iman is tested, and this is where the ranks of Jannah are assigned. Therefore, we can say to this sister that the mere fact that you feel this way means nothing about the level of iman that you have. You are still, alhamdulillah, a good Muslim or Muslimah just because of that desire. It means nothing to us. A label, this is put by society. We're interested in your iman and taqwa. That's what we're interested in. And iman and taqwa is manifested in your relationship in Allah, in your rituals, and in controlling your desires, not in the existence of the desires. Therefore, if this sister is able to overcome those desires and control them and curb them, it is very likely that she occupies a higher place than somebody who is not struggling with those desires. As for how somebody should go about, you know, curbing and controlling, obviously the number one mechanism is indeed to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the most important mechanism. Number two, we always believe that an increasement of Quran and rituals will help us. Number three, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that fasting helps, especially in that department. Number four, now this is something that is not universal. Some people, not everybody, some people who struggle with same sex can also conceivably be attracted to the opposite gender, i.e. what is called bisexual. If that is the case, then definitely this desire should be satisfied in a halal manner via marriage, via finding a suitable partner. However, not everybody feels that way. There are people that feel that they cannot find happiness if they were to get married to the opposite gender, in which case we say that indeed there is no other alternative other than celibacy, and celibacy is indeed possible. There are many people in human history who are celibate. There are people right now who are, those young men and women who are not married, they choose to be celibate, sometimes for years, sometimes for longer on end, and there is no alternative because we firmly believe that there are certain desires that are simply unhealthy to be acted upon, and to act upon same-sex desires, we believe, is something that is not beneficial for the soul. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make lots of dua and dhikr, and if the desire can be satisfied in a permissible manner via marriage with the opposite gender, somebody that is munasib and appropriate, alhamdulillah. If other than this, then we ask Allah azza wa jal for sabr and tawfiq, and Allah knows best.
روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.